You're listening to Drumming for Justice with Flood the Drummer. Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for making time to listen to Drumming for Justice. It's Friday, June 22nd. This is the AM News Aggregator, where I drum up the top stories you need to know to be informed and engaged. U.S. Representative Mike Kaufman, a Republican of Colorado, has called on President Donald Trump to fire White House senior advisor Stephen Miller over the controversy surrounding migrant family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. "The president should fire Stephen Miller now," Kaufman tweeted on Thursday. "This is a human rights mess. It is on the president to clean it up and fire the people responsible for making it." Miller is considered one of Trump's most hardline advisors on immigration. About 500 of the more than 2,300 children separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border have been reunited since May, a senior Trump administration official said Thursday, as confusion mounted over the zero-tolerance policy that called for the prosecution of anyone caught entering the United States illegally. It was unclear how many of the roughly 500 children were still being detained with their families. Charles Krauthammer, the political prize-winning columnist and political pundit, died Thursday. He was 68. His death was announced by two organizations that employed him, Fox News Channel and The Washington Post. Krauthammer had said publicly a year ago he was being treated for a cancerous tumor in his abdomen and earlier this month revealed that he had just weeks to live. Helicopters rescued people stranded by flooding in Texas and Montana, including 140 children and counselors stuck in a mountain Bible camp for 2 days as severe storms swept the Rockies and the Midwest, the Associated Press reports. Campers attending the Montana Wilderness School of the Bible near the small town of Augusta were lifted out Thursday after a washed-out road cut off the only exit. Montana was just drying out from spring flooding caused by near-record snowfall over the winter when a storm unleashed rain over the past 3 days. Intel CEO Brian Krzanich resigned after the company learned of what it called his consensual relationship with an employee. Intel said Thursday that the relationship was in violation of the company's non-fraternization policy, which applies to all managers. The company did not give more details on what happened, and a representative did not immediately return a message for comment on Thursday. Chief Financial Officer Robert Swan will take over as interim CEO immediately. A search for a new CEO is underway. A U.S. startup called Lime is making its first big push into Europe, bringing hundreds of its electric scooters into the French capital starting Friday. The company said there will soon be thousands of vehicles in Paris where users will be able to use an app to find and unlock them. It costs $1.15 to unlock a scooter and 17 cents for every minute of riding. Prices are comparable to the United States, where 1 million people already use the bike and scooter sharing services in cities such as Seattle, Dallas, and Los Angeles. The bike and scooter sharing service also launched in Zurich, Switzerland last week. According to the Associated Press, radical cleric Aman Abdurrahman was sentenced to death by an Indonesian court Friday for ordering Islamic State group-affiliated militants to carry out attacks, including the January 2016 suicide bombing at a Starbucks in Jakarta. Abdurrahman, who police and prosecutors say is a key ideologue for Islamic State militants in the world's largest Muslim nation, kneeled and kissed the floor as the panel of five judges announced the sentence while counterterrorism officers guarding him uttered, "Praise be to God." The Conners, a spinoff of the groundbreaking family comedy Roseanne, has been greenlit to series with an order of 10 episodes for fall 2018. Quote, "Roseanne Barr will have no financial or creative involvement in the new series," ABC said in a press release. The spinoff will take over the Tuesday 8 p.m. slot on the ABC schedule that was vacated when Roseanne was suddenly canceled following a controversial tweet by star and executive producer Roseanne Barr. And finally, Delta Airlines is tightening its rules on emotional support and service animals, citing growing safety concerns that include a recent incident in which two workers were bitten. The updated policy, which takes effect July 10th, limits passengers to one emotional support animal each and bans pit bull type dogs as service or support animals on flights. Quote, these updates, which come as the peak summer travel season is underway, are the direct result of growing safety concerns following recent incidents in which several employees were bitten, the airline said. That is the AM News Aggregator presented by TechBook Online, a digital first publisher of original content. Follow TechBook Online on social media at The Real TBO Inc. and for you iPhone, iPad users, add TechBook Online to your Apple News Reader. To hear the AM News Aggregator every morning, subscribe to Drumming for Justice on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and wherever else podcasts are available. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Flood the Drummer. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm Drumming for Justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.